5, 6, 7. Who wants to pray for me? Anybody want to pray? All right, Miss Amy, you can pray. Oliver, you can pray. You got it. Amen. All right, guys. All right, so I have, it's going to be interactive. So I don't want you guys to talk to each other. I want you to talk to me, right? So a superhero, I want you guys to name a superhero book or movie, or maybe like an action book or movie that starts with like a young hero. So I'll give you an example. Like, I really like Percy Jackson when I was growing up. That's a good example, yeah.
Spider-Man,
that's a great one.
That's rough.
Yeah.
Spider-Man Homecoming.
Spider-Man. Harry Potter's a great one. Captain America, yes, that's right. I like Luke Skywalker if you guys like Star Wars. Big Star Wars guy.
I like the newer ones. I can't sit through and watch old movies for whatever reason.
That's sad. That's sad. All right, you girls, do you have anything? Anything at all? You guys, do you like any movies or books? At all? No? Yeah?
Space Jam,
okay.
It starts with Little LeBron.
Elena, you like any books at all?
No, it
doesn't. No? You like any movies at all? Percy Jackson. So you do know what Percy Jackson is? Yeah. Do you guys know what Harry Potter is, you girls? Yeah. Do you know Harry Potter? Yeah. Okay. So what do all those people have in common? I asked you guys.
They're young people with superpowers.
That's awesome. That's exactly it, right? So they're young people, right? And that's something they have in common with you guys is that they're young. And I was young like you guys once, believe it or not. And it feels like it was yesterday. But, every young person, you know, in those movies like that, they're just normal when they start off, right? Before Hagrid comes to Harry Potter, he's just a normal kid. Hagrid, my bad. So you guys do know Harry Potter. He's just a normal kid, right? And he's being mistreated. Percy Jackson's being mistreated. And like Spider-Man's a nerd and he gets bullied at school and stuff like that. And so that could be like any of you guys. Now, I'm sure you guys aren't getting bullied at school. I hope not. But you're just normal kids, right? You're just growing up. You're going to church and you just go to school. You homeschool. You do your co-op stuff and you live your normal life, right? So who could name me somebody in the Bible who's like that? Yeah, we talked about him a lot.
David.
Awesome, Lincoln. Okay. Now, why is David like that? We just talked about it a little bit too.
Because he was just like a normal shepherd and then became a king.
Yeah, he was a normal kid, right? He was just sitting in the field. He was taking care of his sheep. He was like one of the youngest siblings. Like he was the youngest, actually. Nobody really took him seriously. He was just his dad didn't even think that he was worth bringing out of the field to, you know, become king, right? And the cool thing when you think about David, so David happens in 2 Samuel here and in Kings, it happens like 300 to 400 years after Joshua and Moses and all that stuff, right? So when you think about David's a kid and he's growing up and you guys watch the David show, right? So he's sitting in the field and he's hearing all these like stories of Joshua knocking down the walls, just like you guys, right? And he's hearing Moses parting the Red Sea, except this is like you guys learned about the Revolutionary War, right? Like it was a couple hundred years ago and he hears all these stories and yet it'd be like if right now you guys didn't believe in the Revolutionary War because a lot of the people in Israel, they didn't care about Joshua and Moses and all that stuff. They didn't have any faith. But the thing that was different about David is that he did, right? And so he's a normal kid, and but he cared about what God cared about, and that's why God wanted to use him. So God wants to use normal kids like David, like you guys, right? There's no difference between you guys. And I'm going to have you guys turn to Acts 13:22. Who can get there first and read it for me? Acts 13:22.
I'm about one hand, so.
If Lincoln beats you guys, you got issues. He's only got one hand.
Acts 13:22.
Elena's got it.
I'm so close.
You can go ahead and read it. Awesome. Yeah. Okay. So, and when he had removed him, he raised up unto them David to be their king, to whom he also he gave testimony and said, I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man after what?
Mine own heart.
Yeah. and which shall fulfill all my will. So God knew that David is going to do what God wants him to do because he's a man after his own heart, right? So he's sitting in the field, he's playing his harp, he's reading his Bible, right? He's thinking about Joshua and Moses and all these things, and he takes it seriously. And he had a good heart. He was a good kid, right? And he cared about what God cared about. And God wants to use kids with that type of right heart attitude, a kid after God's own heart, or a teen after God. You guys are teens now, basically. So teens after God's own heart. Yeah, preteens, right? And so if you want God to use you, you're never too young. Just like Harry Potter's not too young to go on a crazy journey. Percy Jackson's not too young to get superpowers. You guys aren't too young to be used by God. And it starts right now, just like with David. If David's not sitting in the field and he doesn't know about Joshua and Moses, he's not going to be able to write Psalms. He's not going to be able to be a king, right? He's done all this crazy stuff, and it all just started because he was a good kid, right? And so in the movies with these kids, it always comes, you know, David's sitting in the field, Harry Potter's under a cupboard, Percy Jackson's getting bullied at school, and then something crazy happens, right? What's the crazy thing that happened to David? This old guy rolls up, and what's he do? Yeah.
He anoints him.
He anoints him as king, right? And so it'd just be like if some old guy with a long beard walked in here, and he just puts this hat on Lincoln, he's like, you're going to be mayor of Harrisonville, right? That's crazy. Lincoln's not ready to be mayor of Harrisonville, right? It's the crazy, it's like when this big... Right. It's like when Hagrid shows up and they're like, what's this like 7 foot tall wizard dude doing in our, you know, random place in the middle of nowhere? This crazy thing happens to David, but he's prepared for it. And, when stuff like that. Yeah, that's true. But listen, guys, when stuff like that is going to happen if you have the right heart attitude after God. And actually it's already happened. If you're saved, you've already got something special happened to you, okay? And so our challenge in being a Christian is following after God's own heart, just like David had the challenge of being anointed and then having to fight Goliath, right? So he's anointed and has to fight Goliath. What's up?
I just
kind of
saw this after class.
After class?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just a long thing.
Okay. So who can turn to 2 Samuel 17:26? Read that for me real quick. 2 Samuel 17:26. Elena's got it. She rose her hand first. You can read it, yeah. 1736. 1736 isn't a thing. All right. You can go ahead and read it.
Oh,
Lincoln can read it. Okay, you can read it.
So Israel and Absalom pitched in the land of Gilead.
Did I say 2 Samuel?
Yeah.
I meant 1 Samuel.
Oh. There's no
36. No, there is no 36. It's 1 Samuel 26. 1 Samuel 17:26. I'll read it for you guys.
No,
1 Samuel 17:26. All right. And David spake with the men that stood by him, saying, what shall be done to the man that killeth this Philistine and taketh away the reproach from Israel? For who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God, right? And so something crazy happens to David, right? He gets anointed as king. Something crazy happens to Harry Potter. Hagrid shows up. Something crazy happens to Spider-Man. He gets superpowers, right? And then something bad always happens right after. What's the bad thing that happened to Harry Potter? Exactly. What's the bad thing that happens to Spider-Man?
He has to fight every single bad guy.
Every single bad guy, right?
And the Percy Jackson thing is he gets attacked by a minotaur.
Yeah, and he has this whole big prophecy about him, right? And it's terrible, right? And so this crazy thing has happened to David, right? He goes, dude, I'm going to be king, and I'm like 12. I'm 13. I'm going to be king. And then this giant, 7 foot tall giant, he's going to give his brothers some food because they're fighting war. And he shows up, and there's a 7 foot tall giant, and he's calling out his whole nation, right? It's like if this guy rolls up and he's like, man, you Americans, you Christian Americans, you don't know anything and you're just hating on us, right? And nobody cares at all, right? And David sees this challenge, just like Harry Potter with Voldemort and just like Spider-Man with the Green Goblin. He sees this and he's like, is anybody going to do anything about this? And nobody has a heart after God's own heart. And so nobody cares. Does that make sense? And so this is a challenge that David has, but the thing is, it's a challenge that God wants for David. So just like the bear and just like the lion, God planned it out for David for a reason. Does that make sense, guys? All right. So our challenge is being a Christian after God's own heart, like I said earlier, right? And so we don't have to fight giants, and we don't have to fight bears, and we don't have to fight lions, but there's giants in our lives, right? The devil, if you guys have a heart after God's own heart, the devil wants to throw you off, right? And he'll put giants in your life. He wants to distract you. He wants to make sure you don't care about church. He wants to make sure that there's more important things in your life. He wants to discourage you. He wants to make sure that when you try to talk about church, people don't care. He wants you to make you think like you're not popular, like you're the only person who cares about this stuff. And he wants to make you depressed. He wants to make you feel isolated. He wants to make you feel alone. Like, I don't know, not all of you guys go to public school, but when I went to public school, there was nobody who went to youth group. Hardly anybody at all, and it was not cool if you talked about church and stuff like that. And honestly, I was popular, and those two things did not go good together, right? And so I did not talk about youth group or going and hanging out with my friends at church. I didn't talk about the Bible, and I didn't have my heart after God's heart, and it took a lot longer in my life for God to use me because of that. And the devil wants to make you feel alone. And you guys aren't alone, right? You have each other, but most importantly, you have God, which means you can face these challenges, just like David did, right? And so David was ready to kill Goliath, but only because of God. And that's the same thing with you guys. You guys are all ready, if you're saved, you're ready to take on these challenges of the world, but only if you let God do it through you. Does that make sense, guys? You got to be prepared. So just like David was ready, right? What did he use to kill Goliath?
Stones.
Yeah, the sling, the stones, and the rocks, yeah? And why did he know that he was ready to kill people or ready to fight this giant? Because he'd already killed the lion and the bear, right? And God put that in his life for a reason. And so God is preparing you guys, even if it seems insignificant, even if it seems like you're just sitting in a field with a bunch of sheep and you're kind of just playing the harp and you're just like, you know, writing songs. Like, you know, nobody's ever going to hear these songs, right? And even if you're sitting under a cupboard or you're going to school or like you're getting made fun of, right? There's lots of things, I especially know when I was sitting like here when I was your guys' age, there's lots of things that feel super, super unimportant and like they don't matter. Like Lincoln, I was a lot like Lincoln. I could probably tell you, you feel like school doesn't matter a lot of the time, right?
Yeah.
It's like easy for you, dude. And that's the thing is it does matter, you just don't know it yet because God can use it, right? It may not be important to you because you don't care about going to school, but it's important to God because there's lost people at school. And that's a challenge. So if you get used to talking to lost people at school, maybe when you're my age and you go to college or you're my age and you have a job, you're used to talking to people, grown adults with real problems about God, right? And so it's like when David fought the bear. The giant's not scary because he already fought the bear. Talking to adults, going to Mexico, going like Tristan did, going, you know, to Nepal, India, stuff like that is a lot less scary when you're used to doing it in your own backyard. Does that make sense, guys? So it's all about getting prepared. And God will do all the preparation if you just have that heart after God. And all those things seemed a lot more unimportant to David until he's writing Psalms. And he's talking about how God prepared him and he felt God when he was in the woods and stuff like that. And the way God worked in his life. And so it may seem like you guys are in a place where you can't do a whole lot for God or you can't help the church a whole lot. Or maybe a lot of what you guys do doesn't matter. But it does matter because it matters to God. And God has given you guys, each and every one of you guys, something in your hands. So like a sling or a stone, something that you guys know how to use and that you can use in your life for God. Does that make sense? And so David had this sling. What else did David use? We talked about it earlier. What instrument did he use?
A harp.
Yeah, he used a harp and he used that in Saul's life. He used that in other people's life to make people's life better for God. Right? And so each of us have something that God's given us. So when I was 13, I started playing guitar. I just started taking guitar lessons. I really wanted to. I had no idea that I'd be in the praise band. No idea at all. I just really liked guitar and I wanted to play guitar, but I had a heart that wanted to play guitar and I really wanted to play in the praise band if that's what God wanted. And he allowed that for me. And now I'm not saying everybody's going to get that chance, right? But if you go after something and you put your heart towards it and you put your heart towards God, God will use it. Right? God's not going to give you something he's not going to use. It's the same, like I coached a lot of you guys in soccer, right? When I was your guys' age, I was just playing soccer. I love playing soccer. I love working out. I love hanging out with my friends and stuff. I never thought I was going to be a soccer coach, but more importantly, I never thought I'd be able to coach with you guys. And you guys know how many guests we have in soccer, and it's always a really good time, and it's awesome. And God would never be able to use that if I wasn't just doing it to the best of my ability when I was your guys' age. Does that make sense, guys?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you guys might have something in your life that God can use. I know you girls are good at soccer. Maybe God will use that someday. Same thing with you, Elena, and you're good at sports too. And there's a lot of stuff that God can use in your guys' life. You just don't see it yet because it's just a little bit early right now. All right. Oliver, what were you going to say earlier?
I was just going to say about the Harry Potter thing is wizardry and the witchcraft thing is what been told to be steered away from in the Bible. It may just be a movie, but then it's just to guard your heart sense.
That's very true.
So a more better thing with the magic would maybe be like Lords of the Rings, because that was supposed to be God.
Oh, that's wise. Oh, I agree with that. It's very smart, Oliver. Yeah. Does that make sense to you guys? Yeah? Any questions at all? Who wants to pray? We're going to get out a little bit early, so I'm going to have you guys do some more Bible trivia after. Sound good? All right, I'll pray. Dear God, thank you for giving these kids ears to listen, these teens. I pray that you help them remember the important stuff that you give them through your word, God. I pray that you help encourage them, help them have a fun time at church, but also just have opportunities to serve you and work for you, and just help them see just how awesome that can be in their lives. We love you and we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, I'm going to pull up some more Bible trivia for you guys.
We should do boys versus girls, but Brian's on our team.
Is that fair, girls?
Yeah,
no?
They have
It's not fair. All right, let's see. Alright, here's what we're going to do. There is a verse in 1 Samuel 17 that talks about the lion and the bear. Whoever can find that first gets a point.
1 Samuel 17.
Lion and bear. Turn this off.
No,
you got it?